Greetings. In the name of Jesus, the one who gave his life for us. This is Mose, and I'm here this morning to bring the daily inspirations from the Word of God. And I would just like to remind you, before we get started, yesterday I mentioned that there's revival meetings at Charity Christian Fellowship on South Groffdale Road in Neola, Pennsylvania. Feel free to attend there. It starts at 7 o'clock every evening through Sunday. And so this is August the 20th. And the revival meetings are running through this Sunday. So God bless you as you consider that for possibly a deeper relationship, a deeper experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, as my theme has been this week, kind of focused on Chronicles 5:20, where it says that the Israelites, the First Chronicles 5:20, if I can turn to that, I forgot to turn to that. First Chronicles 5:20. It talks about the Haggites. The Gadites, the sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh. And in verse 20, it says that they were, let me just read it here, they were helped against them. They went out to battle, and there were more than 100,000 that were against them. But they went out to battle with about 44,000 of their own people, and they overcame them. And here it says that they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in him. So are you and I putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we putting our trust in God? That's the theme this week, trusting God and crying out to him in prayer. Now, yesterday I mentioned that hold on a little bit. Okay. Yesterday I mentioned briefly that I might look at Facebook a little bit this morning and talk about that. But I guess my real burden is not against something. My real burden is to be for something, to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. What is our focus in life? What are we here for? Consider that. What are we here for? Why did God create us? Why did God create and put your name in there? Why did God create me? Did he create me so I can have fun and enjoy his nature, his animals, and his food and stuff that he gave us? Is that why he put us here? So we can just be a selfish person, enjoy ourselves, or did he create us with a purpose? Indeed, God created each one of us with a purpose. And that purpose is to glorify God. to praise God. God wanted a people. God wanted someone. Well, first of all, let's go back and just consider who God is. God is the self-existent one. God is the creator of heaven and earth. In 6 days, God created heaven and earth and everything that we can see in 6 days. In six 24-hour days, I believe God created all these things, and he made it out of nothing. But God himself existed from eternity past to eternity future. He always is. He always will be. And so he wanted someone that he could have a relationship with, someone that he could fellowship with, someone that would choose to serve him. Now, he could have made robots that had to serve him and slaves and all those kind of things, but no, God wanted someone who could fellowship with him, someone who could get close to him. So that's why God created us. God created us in his image, it says there in the beginning, in Genesis. It says, God created us in his likeness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. Anyway, that's not my message this morning, but the message this morning is that we are here to glorify God. And on Facebook, let's just take a quick look at Facebook this morning. On Facebook, who is being glorified? Who is being lifted up? Who is being exalted? How many selfies do you see in Facebook? Pictures of people who are taking their own pictures and just showing off their, whether it be their body, whether it be their beautiful hairstyle or their jewelry. Much of those things you see on Facebook. What is really going on Facebook? Are people really having fellowship one with another? Or is it just externals? Is it just a show, a fashion show, if you will? Is it usually there's not long life stories in there. Usually there's just little clips here and there that sometimes it's what they do, and that's nothing wrong with that. But many times it's a show. It's selfish. It's a show of self. It's a place where people can go and they can just kind of let their hair down, undress, or whatever it may be. You know, they show who they are in externals, in the way they look, in the way they act, and so forth. But, you know, life, God has so much more for us. God wants us to be in communion with him and in communion one with another. And I know that people talk about God on Facebook, and that's beautiful. People talk about there's one really good thing about Facebook, and that is that you can post Bible verses on there, and you can post challenges on there that are that can really be a blessing one to another. I'm not talking against that type of thing. Facebook is not all bad. But I tell you what, Facebook is a place of exalting self for the most part. I think you might say that. It is a place for advertisement. It is a place for just all kinds of worldly things. And I'm not implying that advertising is worldly. I'm just saying that Facebook is a place to stay away from. Facebook has no end. If you get on Facebook, and you could spend all day long on there. You could just go from one to the other. What's this person doing? What's that person doing? And it has no end. So what is it doing? What do you do? What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Is it to open up your Facebook and see what your friends have posted? Is that what it is? Or is it actually to spend time with God? You know, Jesus, when he was here, he spent time with God. And he told us to spend time with God. He wants us to spend time with God. He wants a relationship with us. And so if we wake up in the morning and we go right to Facebook and we check to see what our friends are doing, you know, our first priority should be, as we get up, to read the Word of God. What is God doing? What is His will for my life today? Oh, my friends. What is God's will for my life today? It's not what are my friends doing. What funny thing have they posted on Facebook? That's not what it's all about. But it is a time of, we should be getting up in the spring and our thoughts should be immediately going towards God, and we should be praying to God. We should be reading God's word. We should be opening our hearts to God and say, God, what is your will for my life today? I want you to be in control of my life today. You know, just quickly, it's almost time to close here. I'd like to just tell you what I did. And this is not at all to exalt myself, just as an example of what can happen. When I was very young, I don't know how old I was, somewhere between 6 and 12, I would say. And I grew up in a very religious setting. I grew up in an Amish home, and my parents were very religious Amish people, very strict Amish people, but when I was very young, I used to actually pray to God every day, and my parents taught me to say certain prayers, and especially the Lord's Prayer, and I used to pray to God every day, and one day, I don't know what motivated me. I'm sure it was God. But other than that, I have no idea what got me to say this. But I told God, I said, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to be... I had no idea what it took to serve God. I had no... excuse me. I had no idea how to serve God than to just simply be honest. You know, that was what we were taught. But I told God I wanted to serve him, and it became a daily prayer to me that God would lead me in the right direction. And God, I had a little prayer I made up, and it went something like this. I'm not sure if I can quote it word for word, but, oh God, Father, lead me in the right direction. Anyway, it's not coming to me in English. I used to pray it in Pennsylvania Dutch, but it was a desire from deep that came from deep within my heart that God would lead me in the right direction. And you know, it took God many years to bring me. I mean, God started. I believe God at that time started to lead me down a path that would lead me closer to him. And I just praise God that it did, that he did. But it took him, I can look back and I can see many stepping stones that God laid in my way, and the path that he brought me, it went up and down and around through the valleys and up over the mountains and all those kind of things. But the path to God. So, it all starts with a commitment to God. So what are we doing? Are we serving God? Are we seeking after God? The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto you. I mean, it's beautiful to serve God. It's a blessing to be a child of God. And it's so much more fulfilling than to go after the things of this world, to go after the all the frivolities and the amusement parks and being a Christian, being a child of God, being a sold-out Christian is so much more fulfilling than anything that the world has to offer. And so this morning, I would just like to encourage you to seek God with all your heart. Pray. Take time. Take time to read God's Word. Take time to study God's Word. Take time to pray. And wake up each morning with a prayer on your heart and spend time reading the Word of God. Oh, my dear friend, it's so rewarding. And not only rewarding for this life, but it has eternal rewards. Oh, it has eternal rewards. It's so much better. Spending time even with the saints, spend time. Sit down with people that know God, and you can learn an awful lot by just simply fellowshipping with those type of people, and ask them to pray for you. Ask them to, and even in church, you know, stand up on Sunday morning and give testimony, and if nothing else, just ask people to pray for you. Oh, that goes so far. That is such a blessing. Anyway, I need to close here. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time here this morning. God, may God's grace be upon all these listeners today. I don't know who is all listening in, but I pray that your name would be exalted and glorified. Father, I just thank you for this time. Thank you for each one, and may you bless and guide. And Father, we commit this day into your hand and trust that you will have your way in our lives. Blessings this morning in the name of our beloved, for his sake. Amen. Okay, like I said, my name is Moses Celsius. My phone number is 717-656-9576. If you'd like to get a hold of me, if you need encouragement, if you need to be challenged, feel free to give me a call. God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust that Jesus will become real in your life. All right. Let us, God bless you.